Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 9-month FY25 earnings conference call of CMAT Limited, hosted by Arihant Capital Markets Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Balasubramanian A. from Arihant Capital Markets. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Latika. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Arihant Capital, I welcome you to the earnings call of CMAT Limited for Q3 FY25. From the management side, we have Mr. Navin Mukta, the Whole-Time Director, Mr. Vinay Kumar Agarwal, CFO, and Mr. Sunil Gupta, Vice President, Strategy and Investor Relations. We welcome the management of CMAT on this call. Now, I invite Mr. Navin Mukta, the Whole-Time Director, to give his opening remarks. Following this, we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Navin Mukta, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to CMAT's Quarter 3 FY25 earnings call. Thank you for joining us today. I am Navin Mukta, and I'm here with Mr. Vinay Agarwal, our CFO, and Mr. Sunil Gupta, Vice President, Strategy and Investor Relations. As we review the offshore services landscape for the Quarter 3, the demand for offshore oil and gas services remains substantial, especially in India. Despite some challenges in this quarter, India continued to see considerable growth in its energy sector. As the country advances towards becoming a $4 trillion economy, energy demand is expected to rise significantly. India's reliance on fossil fuels, particularly natural gas, remains high, and it provides opportunities for offshore operators like CMAT. Additionally, the projected 22% growth in India's refinery capacity over the next few years further strengthens the long-term outlook for the offshore sector. In this context, we continue to see substantial opportunities ahead, particularly following India's recent launch of its largest oil and gas bid round. The government is now offering 25 offshore blocks spanning 1.91 lakh square kilometers, a move which is aimed at boosting domestic production and improving energy security. This initiative is expected to generate considerable interest and opportunities for offshore service providers like CMAT. Despite these positive changes, we experienced some delays in contract orders during Quarter 3, which has impacted our performance. While the delays in project commencement were a challenge, we remain confident that these contracts will be executed in the upcoming quarter, helping to drive growth in the future. A key highlight this quarter is the successful commencement of the new charter for our vessel, CMAT Swordfish. The vessel began a 50-day charter with Mesa Mermaid Subsea Services in Saudi Arabia, with a firm order value of $3.46 million. This contract not only reinforces our position in the Middle East but also reflects the increasing demand for the offshore services in the region. We are also pleased to report that CMAT Diamond, after completing necessary repairs, successfully resumed operations with ONGC on November 22, 2024. This marks the vessel's return to service, which strengthens our ongoing partnership with ONGC and ensures continued contribution to their offshore projects. Additionally, we have secured a new contract for CMAT 3 in agreement with the Mesa Asian Energy Services Limited for offshore work on the east coast of India. This project, already underway as we speak, involves skydiving for FPSO installation and field startup activities. With a total value of $2.47 million, this contract reflects CMAT's ability to secure high-value opportunities in the rapidly growing Indian offshore market. While the quarter's results have been impacted by delays, these developments are a testament to CMAT's ability to navigate the challenges and secure valuable contracts, both domestically and internationally. We firmly believe that the worst is behind us, and from here onward, we shall be on a growth trajectory. We remain committed to leveraging our advanced fleet and specialized capability to meet the growing needs of our clients in the offshore oil and gas sector. I will now hand over the floor to Mr. Vinay Agarwal, our CFO, who will provide a detailed overview of our financial performance for the third quarter. Over to you, Vinay.
Thank you, Navin. And good evening, everyone. I warmly welcome everyone participating in today's Q3 and nine-month FY25 earnings call. Allow me to walk you through the consolidated financial performance for the third quarter and nine-month FY25. Our top line for the quarter stood at INR 139 crores compared to INR 219 crores in Q3 FY24, reflecting a 36% decline year-on-year. At the standalone level, revenue declined by 35%. EBITDA for the quarter decreased by 64% from INR 96 crores in Q3 FY24 to INR 34 crores in Q3 FY25. On a standalone basis, EBITDA decreased by 61% on a year-on-year basis from INR 94 crores in Q3 FY24 to INR 36 crores in Q3 FY25. Profit after tax on consolidated basis resulted in a loss of INR 3 crores against a profit of INR 56.4 crores for the same quarter in the previous year. At the standalone level, profit after tax decreased from INR 63 crores in Q3 FY24 to INR 2 crores in Q3 FY25. The ROCE stood at 9% and ROE at 10% on a consolidated basis. During the quarter, company has performed below expectation because of lower deployment of CMAC 3 and CMAC Swordfish and unexpected breakdown in CMAC 2. However, we have secured a two-year contract for CMAC Swordfish and seeking board approval for transfer of CMAC Anant from the parent entity, L Offshore Limited, at $70 million. It's a 2023 constructed vessel with a remaining useful life of 23 years. The acquisition is expected to be completed by Q2 FY26. With this, as a company, we believe to be back on track in the coming year. Thank you. I will now hand it back to the moderator to facilitate the question answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, can you please share the charter rate at which CMAC Swordfish were deployed?
Good evening, Aditya. See, the charter rate for the CMAC Swordfish, it has been already shared on the stock exchanges for both the contracts. For the new contract, for the two-year terms, which has been signed, and for the other contracts with the Mermaid. So both the contract and the contract value is already in the public domain.
Naveen, what would be the rate if we deduce from that document for the value of our investor? What would be the rate? $76,000?
Yeah, it is upward of $73,000. It is $78,000 actually.
$78,000.
It is $78,000 per day for 2 years.
Cool. Okay, all right. And do you have an update on this entity, Nisantara and Pearl? These were the upcoming vessels as per the Q1 results, right?
Yeah. So as has been already intimated to stock exchanges regarding the MPP Nisantara, that agreement has been signed for buying the vessel. So the tentative delivery, the delivery is going to be taken sometime around July or August. So we are also hopeful of completing that process of Nisantara acquisition sometime in Q2.
Okay. And what about Pearl?
Pearl, there is a rethinking by the management, so there are some issues going on. So as of now, the management is rethinking on that Pearl acquisition of Pearl because there are issues going on with the seller. So right now it is on pause.
Okay. and this Nusantara would be of a similar weight as of Godfish or any of the existing vessels that we have?
Yeah. Nusantara is similar to the fleet of the vessel already owned by the company. It is a diving support vessel, and it will be EPS accretive from the day one, because it will also come with the contract in hand. So it is going to add to the top line as well as bottom line from the day one.
Okay, so we already have the contract. All right.
Yeah, it already has a contract in hand.
All right, those are my questions as of now. I'll call back in. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nakul Joshi from NJ Associates. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I just have a short question. If you could just elaborate on the specific reasons for the delays in the commencement of contracts during Q3 FY25, and like how confident are you that the delays will not affect any future performance?
Okay. So as told by Mr. Vinay also, that this result were impacted due to the delay in commencement of the charter for the vessel of Portfish. So right now we have already announced that vessel is now contracted for 2 years charter, and presently also this is working. So there is no reason now that okay there will be any kind of delay or that the turn of work will be impacted.
Also, if I may add, Sunil Desai, Nakul, we had already advised this delay in our previous phone call of Q2 because that was evident, and we had forewarned our investors about that. Secondly, see, whenever our vessel goes from one contract to other, there are possibilities of certain delays. Our job is to minimize such delays so that there is a minimal loss to the P&L. Right now, after this vessel, most of our vessels will be running on minimum 2 year contract, and only thing that can impact today is any unforeseen breakdown. Otherwise, we are confident that the company will run its P&L to the best of the ability.
Absolutely. Thank you for the detailed answer. Just a small follow-up, like any measures which we have taken to mitigate such delays in the future?
Nakul, these are business things. When we start discussion with our channel partners, there are delays on their side from deployment. So it's not that we were not working actively on this. We had been pushing this for past 6 months. Knowing that this time can come, we had in fact envisaged that the vessel will go in Q3 beginning only. But since the charter, the scope of work was delayed at charter's end, so we had to delay this contract. And now there is a 2 year contract, so we are hopeful that such delay will not come in, at least in most of our vessels. Only Glorious Barge will be renewing its contract next year. Otherwise, most of our contracts are full for the coming year.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, Nakul.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anirudh from Veer Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. I have multiple questions. Can you talk a little more about Ananta deal and how it's going to affect financials? When the deal is likely to be commenced? Second question. Yeah, I have a few more also. You can finish first.
We can take one question at a time, so that will give you a better sense also.
So in case of Anant, we have sought the approval of our board, which we have received. And this is being transferred from our parent company, Hell Offshore, at a consideration of $70 million. And with a remaining useful life of 23 years, this vessel is 2023 built. And we are getting, we are projected to get 70% of ROCE in years to come. So it's a very good acquisition for us. And this is likely to be completed by Q3 this year, 26. Q2 26.
I would like to add something. See, today, second-hand vessel market is very tight, and even a second-hand vessel is available in the range of $50 to $55 million, if I'm correct, Navinji. So this is a new brand vessel, and we have considered the best market rate while transferring this asset. Secondly, as you would have seen, I don't know whether it has gone in the public or not, even the promoter has agreed to take part equity against this consideration till the final limit of his shareholding.
Okay. That's a very good thing, sir.
It will be funded through promote issuance of equity to the extent we can. There is good internal accruals and balance will be funded through debt.
Okay. Sir, I have few other questions. So I want to know, is there any ship going for dry dock, going for any timeline for that, any large ship going for dry dock next year?
See, the dry docking is a regular activity for shipping industry, and since we have such a big fleet of vessels, so there will definitely one or two dry dock always coming in the year. So definitely there are dry dock in this year also, and which has been planned and which has been factored into the working of the contract. We try to minimize the disruption so that if it is possible to do the work when vessel is idle, so it will be done. And if it is not possible, so then we will be taking the vessel for dry docking. So there are two dry dock which will be falling due during this year.
Any of the key vessels going for dry dock this year?
All the vessels are key vessels only.
And the last vessel and taking the impact of the revenue in a bigger way.
So, CMEC Panagin and CMEC 2 will be likely going for the dry dock.
Okay. And what is happening at management right now? Is it level 6 working?
Anuj, your voice was not audible. Can you come again?
Sorry, sir, Anirudh, your voice is breaking. They are unable to hear you.
What is happening at London Head? If you can talk about that investment that we are trying to take.
So, in case of UK venture, we are in the process of setting up our global office in UK, which will take care of Europe and African market, but due to certain procedure delay, this process is getting delayed, and we are hopeful to start our operations in year to come.
Okay. Any more assets which you are trying to acquire going forward apart from Ananta? And how?
See, that is a continuous process. Our balance sheet is quite healthy, and we can afford to buy assets. So we continue to look for the suitable opportunities. So there may be some new acquisition during the year, or new build of tractor will also be, might be possible. So as I told you, and during my address also told, we remain bullish for the upcoming period, and we continue to look for the suitable opportunities.
And anything else apart from what are the other steps shown by Science Company?
Can you please repeat?
What are the thank you very much. What are the other assets owned by parent company? Which is there any?
No. Right now, only CMEC Anand is being brought to CMEC hold only, and this is again this shows the conviction and commitment of the promoter to consolidate all the operation at one entity, so that we can focus and we can show the growth to the market.
Secondly, as you said, there are two old workboats which may retire next year. So there is no point acquiring those workboats.
Correct.
There will be only the contracts which remain, and when the contracts come up for renewal, we will prefer to bid them in CMAC directly, like we did in Swordfish.
Okay, and last question, if you can talk about, when are you discussing, can you talk a little more about your international operations? We have got one contract right now. Do you want to, like, what we are planning to expand?
Yes. So, see, this is a testimony that after a very long time, we have won two-year contract in foreign land. Okay, we are definitely excited about it, and we will keep exploring opportunities in the Saudi Arabian market, Gulf, and if there is a profitable opportunity, then as Naveenji said, we are balance sheet is healthy enough to take care of that opportunity.
And what is your discussion with the ONGC in terms of their CapEx for the Eastern Coast? Any other further projects they are looking out to expand in cases they are doing it?
So we'll see whenever the new scope of work comes, definitely we'll try to bid for that scope and we'll inform the market accordingly.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Baranwal from ASJK. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity to ask questions. I have few questions. So, first question is, sir, what is the progress on the Nusantara and other vessel consolidation, sir?
We have just informed you that Nusantara is expected to come in Q2 next year, and HAL Offshore's vessel, which is seen as HAL Anand, is also expected next year, Q2.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, you've mentioned about the $70 million vessel from HAL. Can you please share some light on the revenue potential?
So the revenue potential, Vinay, you have the number?
Yeah. So, this vessel will be deployed with ONGC through HAL Offshore again at a day rate of around 45,000 per day, so it's a good revenue potential, and it will definitely give us a IRR of around of around 0 to 14%, and it will be give a period of around 6 years.
So we expect that around 135 crore of revenue will be added on a full year basis after the acquisition.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the capex and debt profile for the next 2 to 3 years, sir?
So capex, as you already informed, there are two vessels. One is roughly 600 crores and other is 200 crores. So 800 crores plus some dry dock expenses will be done. Debt profile, I would say that we are very much under control. Our debt, peak debt should not go up more than 500 crores next year. And that subsequent year will be repaid because we are confident to generate sufficient cash flows for FY26 and FY27.
Thank you, sir. And sir, sorry if I missed it. So can you share the revenue potential from the Nusantara project?
The Nusantara should give us around 135 crore revenue on a full year basis.
Okay, sir. And sir, one last more question is, we got a contract from Swartis. I think the realization is around $78,000 per day. So, which is highest in like in the history of the company. So, how do we see the escalation on other vessels as well, sir?
So definitely, once the other vessel come for renewal. We are hopeful that they would also try to be in the similar range, but that all depends the market conditions when they come up for renewal.
Thank you very much. And one last question is, there is around 10 crore loss in the other income. So can you please explain the forex effect and the strategies in place for risk mitigation?
Vinay, please go ahead.
So in this case, this was exceptional movement of dollar and GBP, which has created a MTM loss, which is not going to be impacted going forward. This was only a book entry. In fact, what happened, we have a dollar loan in our books, term loan in our books, in which case dollar moved from 85.05 to 87.1. So there is a difference of 2.05. which impact gives us an impact of 4.5 crore, and similar to that, we have whatever loan we have extended to our subsidiary in UK. In that case, GBP has moved against
from 110.17 to 104.44. There is a adverse movement of 5.73 rupee per GUP. So that again gave us a hit of 9.4 crore rupee in Q3. So that was the major reason of MTM of around 13.5 crore, which gave us a negative impact. But we are confident that this GUP impact will be reversed in coming quarter. So there won't be any real impact in our balance sheet.
Also, let me tell you that since all our contracts are dollar denominated, so any appreciation there should typically benefit the company in a longer term. You can take the next question.
Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankita Agarwal from MNV Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Ankita.
So, given the recent decline in revenue this quarter, what steps are being taken to improve fleet utilization and ensuring better performance in the coming quarters?
Ankita, just like we mentioned in the previous question also, we are very watchful of situations when contracts are coming up for renewal. But it is a demand and supply situation. And when the customer demands the vessel only, then we can place the vessel. Okay. We had been trying to do this for 3 months with the same vendor and two other vendors. Finally, this vendor has agreed to take the vessel. And such situation can come up in future also. But we want to assure people that we are very vigilant and we try to start discussions much ahead of the time. Okay. Now that all our vessels are more than 2 year contracted, except for our bar, we believe that there is a reasonable certainty for me.
आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं, उन्होंने आपके कॉल.
Sorry to interrupt. The line was then placed on hold by Mr. Sunil Gupta.
Hello.
So please call.
Hello. Yeah. Ankita, you can go ahead. I hope I am clear.
And yes, sir. And what are the key drivers behind this volatility? And also, like, how sustainable is the growth in Q4 FY25 or beyond that?
Ankita, the business is volatile. We have always been maintaining that we should not look CMAX as a quarter-on-quarter number. But yes, our endeavor is that on a year-on-year basis, we should definitely grow the business. As Naveenji mentioned, we are quite confident that next 3 years, there should be a sustainable growth journey that we can make visible for our investors.
Okay, sir. Well, that answer. Thank you so much for answering my question, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Vora from MNS Associates. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I had a question.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, can you see my diamond resumed operations after repairs in Q3 FY25? How was the fleet's overall utilization rate and performance compared to the same period last year? And what specific impact did the downtime of CMEC Diamond have on the overall financial performance?
So, when we talk about Diamond, Diamond is the OSD which gives us a minimal revenue in terms of as compared to our other vessels which are MSD, DSD category. So, though it has impacted us in terms of number of days deployed, it has deployed less number of days as compared to. Actually, this was new acquisition for us. So, this was first time in Q3 it was deployed. As compared to last year, this was not available with us. And in this quarter, it has deployed for around 42 odd days. But around 50 days for which it could not be deployed, it has given us hardly any impact in terms of revenue generation. Reason being, its availability is very minimal as compared to DSD, which we are running as a main fleet business. For
And we now expect this to run on a regular basis.
Right. And this has impacted only in terms of repair maintenance cost. That's it.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hitanshu Agarwal from ABS Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have a question regarding, you mentioned about the recent launch of India's largest oil and gas deep ground. So, how do you see CMAC positioning itself to capitalize on this opportunity from this new offshore block?
See, the more country starts giving this area for development, the more will be opportunities available for the operator like CMAC. Because the more we start developing and looking for oil extraction, the more facilities will be made over there, and then definitely there will be more scope for the CMAC. So it is definitely a growth potential which for the company, and it also is a confirmation that company will remain relevant and it will remain on growth path for the coming years also.
Okay, okay. That's great. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Abu Rafi from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Yes, sir. So, you have said in your previous con call that you are expected to be profitable on consolidated basis by the end of this quarter, right? So, my question is, so how are you confident on that part? And if it is a yes, then can we expect quarter four to be a very strong quarter for you, as seasonally quarter four is your best quarter among all the quarters?
Abhi, we are confident that next quarter is a much better quarter since all our vessels shall be deployed during that quarter. Okay. And next year also, we are quite hopeful that most of the vessels are running as per their contract, barring just one vessel, which is our barge. So, for next quarter and next year, we have good visibility.
And what about the consolidated part? That
even on consolidated, let me tell you that last year, we had a 43 crore loss in 9 months. In the overseas, this has reduced to 10 crore in this year 9 months. So our endeavor is that going forward, this should go minimal and go profitable.
Okay, right. So my next question is, the 2 year contract that you have got for Swordfish, I assume it will be a 4 year contract as it is deployed in Middle East. And for the other two vessels that you are aim to acquire, that is Nusantara and the Anand. The contracts that you'll have for both those vessels, will it be full year contracts or it will have the volatility of the monsoon?
They are full year contracts.
All are full year. So all the three vessels are to, on a full year contract, right?
Yes. Yes. So while Swordfish should run full year next year, however, Nusantara and Anant will be inducted in the fleet for the part of the year. So FY27 shall see full year of them also, and going forward, yes, full year.
Okay, okay, all right. And any update on the repair that you have provided last update on Swordfish, that it had a breakdown? So any further update on it, whether it is repaired or not yet?
Narendra?
Yeah, so vessel has been partly repaired and it is back on the contract. And we are right now, vessel is working with the charter.
Okay.
So we have taken some discussion with the charter for some reduction in the rate, but vessel is back on charter now.
Navinji, when is the net charter of this 78,000 expected to start?
78,000 is it is likely to start between 15th of March to 31st of March.
And do you see any a gap from losing the first vendor customer to the second? Any gap of revenue?
So there is already a plan. There is already a plan. This thing is there because this gap was supposed to be there. So, but it is likely to be less because the vessel, when the vessel is going to come back in Dubai only, and after that it will be again deployed from Dubai only.
Super. Okay. I hope I have necessary.
Yes, sir. Just two more questions, sir. On the contract renewal part, for CMX 3 and CMX Princess, are they already recontracted or they are yet to be contracted?
So CMX 3, as I already mentioned in my address, it is already working. So which is already announced in the exchanges. So it is already there. And CMX Princess also is likely to get the contract award. We are in advanced stage. So as and when it gets finalized, it will be intimated to the exchanges during the day for the user practice. And then vessel will start working during the work.
Yes, I have gone through the CMX 3 update that you have provided, but it is a very short-term contract. I was asking of a long-term contract.
No, so they don't run on full-year contract, Abu. They work on EPC contract.
Okay, all right. So one last question from my side. So I truly understand the nature of your business, and given the size of vessels that you operate with, breakdowns and technical glitches in your vessels are bound to happen. But are there some extra efforts taken by the company to minimize and quickly address these breakdowns, such as regular monitoring and preventive maintenance, etc.?
Yeah, all these things are done. Our industry is quite highly regulated. See, it is similar to like aviation. It is more regulated than even aviation also. There are government authorities, there are classification societies. The client itself monitors all these vessels, maintains very scrupulously. So all the vessels undergo this rigorous maintenance schedule.
Okay, sir. If I may ask one last question, any specific reason behind your resignation of the non-executive director?
You are talking about?
There is no specific reason. We had in fact replaced Mr. Rajiv Goyal with Mr. Das. So with that, and we have taken this step consciously to strengthen our management and operational excellence.
Okay, thank you.
He was a representative of the parent company, and we have just replaced him.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
That's it from us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Thanvi from Valentis Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, so I have only one question. If you look at the quarterly results, in the overseas segment, we have made a loss of 18 crores. So, can you comment on that?
Please repeat.
So, if you look at the quarterly statement, the results, in the overseas segment, we have made a loss of 14 crores. So, can you comment on that?
So, our losses are due to interest and depreciation which we have in CMX UK. And whatever interest we are incurring over there, this is getting eliminated in consolidation. So apart from that, there are very less loss in CMX and CFG. And we are also in the process of whatever loss we have, we are in the process of eliminating that also. And we are hopeful to get our consolidated numbers in green in quarters to come.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks again. So, given that our sources has got a higher charter rate, so for FY26, is it fair to assume that we'll get an EBITDA north of 32% on a consolidated basis?
See, what you have mentioned, that okay, it has got a very high rate, so that is a fact. It is a very good and very lucrative contract. And we are hopeful that we will be able to get very good return on the due to this contract.
All right, that was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Udit Chagal. This will be the last question for today. Udit Chagal from Trade Work Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. I'm a bit new to the company, so I would request you for a few, you know, a brief. So basically, how many vessels do we have? And since you are talking that they are all on a 2-year charter, what are the current charter rates?
So, hi. We have got 7 vessels, 1 OSD, 1 barge, and 5 MSB DSB. All are not on the contract of 5 years. They are on 2 years or 5 years. All vessels are on different duration of the contract. Normally, we have 3 to 5 years of long-term contract, but there are contracts for CMAX 3 and Princess, which are on spot market, and they are running into year-long contract, that long only on non-monsoon season. Apart from that, CMAX 2, Paladin, and Diamond, they are on long-term contract, and their rates range from 9,000 to 66,000 USD per day.
And what about the new contract, sir, that we have got for Swordfish? When does that start?
New contract we have received for Swordfish. This is for 2-year contract. And in this contract, vessel will be deployed between 15th March to 31st of March 2025. And its day rate is 78,000 USD per day.
Okay, so that is only a 15-day contract. So
no, that's a 2-year contract expected to start for between a period of 15 March to 31st March.
Okay. Right. So, sir, just a suggestion from my side, like for next time certain improvements we could make in the presentation, that for each of the vessels, if we could get the charter rate and the time period. I know the ones which are on the short term, it may be not possible, but the ones at least on the long term, we can get what exactly are the charter rates, and we can, understand it accordingly.
While I appreciate your question, please understand that we putting these numbers on presentation is like giving everything to our competition. I would advise you that most of we are being covered by 3 analysts right now. And if you take their research report, you will find those data in that. And in fact, you can approach to Bala, who is hosting this call from Arian. He can help you giving all those rates.
Yes, sir. And sir, regarding this new OLAP 10, I think, which was launched today, I believe, at India Energy Week. So, do we see any uptake in the exploration activities, and are we involved in that, or are we involved only at the production stage?
Navinji?
So, as I mentioned earlier, now that government has come up with this thing, so it is going to be a huge growth potential for the company. Right now, we are looking at it from that development perspective only, that as and when this exploration and all these things activities start, there will be benefits which will trickle down to us in the usual course of time. So there are growth potentials are there. Right now, we are not looking on this opportunity as a developer ourselves, because that require a very different kind of expertise and quite a high capex commitment. So right now, we are not looking to bid for those blocks and to go for the auction of these blocks. So right now, that is not the focus area for the company.
But suppose an operator wins a block and they are doing the exploration activity, because I think right now they are talking about exploring the Andaman area and a lot of offshore, deep offshore bases.
Yeah.
Are our ships suitable for that kind of exploration?
No. So when we are talking about those exploration, the exploration is always subsea, or when we go into the deeper water below the seabed. So from there only this oil and gas comes out. Okay, so that is for the kind of drilling rigs and all those kind of equipment that can be done. We are having the vessel. So once they have drilled the oil from there, when their structures are made, then only our work will start, that okay, we will help them in installation of those structures and then maintenance of those structures.
Okay. it will be a long-term story. Once the oil or gas is discovered, then we come in for the support.
It is a long-term story, but it is an exciting story that, there are growth potential continue for the company. It is not that a company will stagnate somewhere or something like that. No. There are, government is giving focus on the oil exploration. And as long as the government focus is there on the oil exploration, the more the activity, the more the growth for the company.
And do you think the area under exploration and under this policy, has that increased a lot from the earlier policies? Or,
this time they have added quite a lot of area and offshore.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I will connect with Bala regarding the other details. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Bala Subramanian for the closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you all the participants and CNET management team. Mr. Navin Gupta sir and Prem Gupta sir, any final closing remarks from your side?
No, thank you Bala for hosting the call and reassure our investors that the company is aggressively working for the growth and betterment and creating value to its stakeholders. Thank you very much and see you in the next quarter.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.